Our guest is Attorney Jacqueline Newman. She is a family law attorney and a managing partner at Berkman, Bodger, Newman, and Rod. It's a law firm in New York City, and she is, as she described herself, a matrimonial lawyer, and we're delighted to have her with her on short notice. This story just intrigued me, and I wanted to talk to a lawyer about it, talk about the implications, and get you to join in when you dial 1-888-669-2281. So, Jackie, isn't this just a way to put a new kind of twist on swinging and charge money?
Well, my understanding from swinging is that it's more about the couples as both of them wanting to do this. I think the difference between that and this site is that I would imagine in most situations there's only one party of the marriage that's actually going on the site. So I think it is probably a little different, but I can definitely see where the similarities would lie.
So tell me this. Is it legal to do this? I mean, it must be. We haven't seen any action against the site. Or have we? You said you had two cases. What were they about?
I had two cases that dealt in the divorce. There was one party was on the Ashley Madison site in both of my cases, and it became an issue, to say the least.
I would see. Was it the reason for? There probably were other circumstances, but was it the straw that broke the camel's back?
In one situation, absolutely. There's no question. When she found out, she showed up in my office pretty much the next day.
This is my concern. But again, we were talking before the break about the fact that these kinds of sites would suggest that we are in deep trouble with our intimate relationships. They said that, 32,000 people had registered and they paid
37 million.
Wait, 37 million people?
That's what they say.
37 million people are ready to get it on with someone else, but I want to stay married to you, hon. But let's get it on with someone else. Unbelievable. And people are saying, I would think that if I were a marriage counselor, I'd be going crazy right now looking for patients. This would be a great time to look at. This is almost mass cheating to some degree.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that, you know, when people have asked about which businesses might get affected by this, I've been saying that I think the number one business that will get affected are marriage counselors and therapists. After that, I think that, you know, obviously divorce attorneys, our business will boom. But also, I would say headhunters, because I think that there's going to be a lot of people that, should this really be revealed, are going to be losing their jobs because their reputations are going to get tainted. And I think that there's going to be just a lot, there'll be a lot of upheaval should this really happen.
All right, now wait a minute. The big deal, folks, that they're talking about is the fact that someone hacked into the files, and the files contained all the information of the members, right, so far?
That's what we've heard, yeah. They haven't revealed the information. They've claimed that they've hacked into it, and the company that owns the website has also acknowledged the fact that there has been a hack. And so now the real question becomes whether they will go forward with it and they will actually release this information and what information they actually have, because we don't really know. But there's a big concern.
The suggestion has been, and everything that I've read and heard and seen on the news, that it is about releasing the names of people who are cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want. Plus, they wanted to know about the money that was made.
Mm-hmm.
For the membership and what you get for the membership and vice versa. What is so scary is that you don't know who these people are and really what they do in private. That's why I wonder, why would you, if you were a minister or a teacher or a lawyer or a police officer, why would you take a chance on joining a site like this?
I must agree with you. For me, it's one of those things where I often advise my clients when it comes to anything on the internet, whether it be social media, whether it be making, you know, indiscreet purchases, and definitely I would say, and when it came down to any kind of case that would have to do with an Ashley Madison type site, I tell my clients not to do it. I tell them to stay off social media for exactly what you're talking about. I believe that, you know, nothing is really, really secret and anonymous, and someone will find out. And I think that this is a great example. You know, Ashley Madison makes a very big deal about the fact that everything is discreet and that, you know, they're 100% of security and all of these things. And then look what's happened.
And look what's happening. Because if you, my goodness, if you have children that go to a school, if you live in a neighborhood, if you have, if your mother is still alive, I mean, come on. This can have unbelievable impact on folks. And what if some of them are politicians?
Absolutely.
I was thinking about that. Wouldn't it be wild if some of them are politicians who are currently running for offices?
It would not shock me in any way whatsoever.
Are you serious?
You never know. But I will say, the children issue, I actually was speaking with a colleague today about that, and I was saying that, you know, this is really, it really does have such a huge trickle effect, and especially with children having access to the Internet in a way that, you know, obviously didn't happen generations before, you know, they're going to see all of this. It's so incredibly mortifying for them, for their families. You know, there's just so much, such an aftermath that can come if this information is really released.
Okay, so I asked before the break, I asked if it was illegal. I even wanted to know if the site was illegal, if it's so, or is it just so questionable that it's hard to believe that it can't be illegal? Because, I mean, we're doing everything that we're big enough, as my mother used to say, to do. And so it shouldn't be a surprise that this site cropped up, but it is. And if it's millions of people signing up, it's a mind blower in some instances.
Yeah.
And if that information is out there, let's get to the legality. Is the site legal?
Yes, the site is legal. You know, people are human and they're allowed to do what they want, and there's no one's being, you know, held at gunpoint to put their name into this website. So it's a legal site.
So it is a legal site. All right. Mm-hmm. Check that, Ms. Bev. All right. So if it is a legal site, but the information is confidential, the company, does it state, because I didn't see it today, was the site down today?
You know, I don't believe it was, but I can't say for sure. I didn't see it also. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that they did take it down.
I didn't see any information, but I'd like probably, but I can surmise legally that they would have some sort of a disclaimer that would say, you know, your information is secure, personal, confidential, and will not be shared. Under that assumption, the person that hacked in, A, is hacking against the law in an internet site like this, or any site on the internet? Are they breaking federal communications law, universal laws on hacking? And if so, and you're starting to investigate, where would you begin? Internally in the company?
I think hacking is criminal activity. So there, the people that are hacking into it, absolutely, what they're doing is illegal. There's no question about that. But then the question becomes, yeah, how do you find these hackers? I mean, my understanding is that the group that has been hacking and that has broken into it, the reason that they, I guess, took interest in this more than others, there's a site that they call, there's part of a service on this, it's about $19, that they call the paid delete, where basically they say that they can erase all information. So this team, whether they were doing it because they found it so incredibly offensive, or whether they were doing it to show that, in fact, there really was no such thing as a real pure delete button. That's one of the reasons that they are saying that they were hacking in. They're calling themselves the impact team. So, you know, whether that's an inside job or not, I think that there was speculation about that based on the fact that in order to, you know, getting it from the inside would probably be the easiest explanation as to how they were able to access these sites.
I would look internally for some reason. It would seem to me to know, I mean, you'd have to find out where the information was stored, who stored it, what value it had, how many people are on the list. I mean, this is a preparation, isn't it?
I would agree, yes. I think that this is something that was very well planned whether it was internal or external. This is not something that someone came up with, you know, overnight.
Okay, so there's the issue of responsibility. Is the company liable because the company promised security? Could the company be liable of those 39 million people?
I would say yes. I think that it will be a question of what damages occur. But should this really get released, then I imagine there will be plenty of lawsuits.
Yes. All right. Let's check that off. So it is not illegal to have the site, but hacking is illegal.
Yes.
And there's a possibility that the company who owns the site could be held accountable to the 39 million members it claims it has. But along those same lines, if the company took all of the precautions, like some of our government offices that have been hacked were supposed to have done, to stop the hacking and can prove that, would it still be liable?
I mean, when you say all the precautions, I guess the question is, you know, did they take all the precautions? Are there precautions to take because somebody was still able to hack in?
Good evening and welcome to the third hour of the Bev Smith Show. This is an interesting conversation. Have you heard about it? It's all over the Internet, all over the news. What is Miss Bev? It's this website, Ashley Madison website. Many of us got this website. And the website advertised that if you want to have an affair, and you want to be matched with the perfect person and or couple. Because I'm wondering, define affair. Is it affairs or can I have it any way I want? Or this is interesting. And so a site was established and people began to join to the tune of 39 million. They paid a fee. And a lot of folks were getting hooked up and someone hacked into the site and got the personal information of 39 million people. And they are talking about taking that information and releasing it. Can you imagine what damage that can do? We're talking about the damage it can do with a lady that knows about it. She is a matrimonial attorney. Attorney Jacqueline Newman is her name. And if you want to join us in conversation, 1-888-669-2281. Okay, back to what you can do. I was thinking about suing during the break, and I was wondering, Jacqueline, what could the company be sued if I am on the site and the information gets out and it causes the demise of my relationship? Could I sue the company?
I don't think there's a clear answer as of yet. I imagine that there will be claims to that effect because one of the things when you do a lawsuit, you have to prove damages. And I'm sure there are going to be people that are going to claim that their marriage was broken because of being on the site and because of this leak, and therefore that's their damages, and then somehow that will be quantified, monetary amount. I'm not sure where a court's going to go with that. I don't know if you can honestly say that because of the hack and because the information got out, that's what broke up your marriage. I think people will turn and say, well, maybe because you were on the site is why your marriage got broken up.
Hello.
It's just a question of getting caught.
Hello. Yeah. How about you joining?
Exactly.
How about you joining that kind of a thing? I was wondering, and this may be a crazy kind of a question, but I'm a crazy kind of girl. I just want to find out. In this new day of marriages where people are writing agreements and getting prenuptials, could you put that into your agreement, in your prenup? I guess you could put anything you want in, that if you discover that your spouse is on the Internet and soliciting relationships on the Internet, that certain things in the prenup because of that.
Yeah, that's very similar to what is often requested is the cheating clauses. You know, if somebody cheats, then it costs some money, or if they cheat, they lose money, or whatever it might be. I have clients that often will ask for that. I am a big proponent of not putting those in for a few reasons. One, they're very difficult to draft because, you know, when I will speak with a client and they want to put something like that in, I will take them down the exercise of, well, what's cheating? You know, is an emotional affair cheating? Does it have to actually be sexual intercourse? Is anything other than that? Is kissing cheating? What if somebody, you know, goes to kiss you on the cheek and turns their head in that second and then all of a sudden gets the corner of your mouth? Is that considered cheating? Once you start kind of going down that rabbit hole, a lot of people will realize that it's very hard to truly define cheating in a legal document. So that's the first issue. And then the
really?
Second
wait
issue
a minute,
really
wait
becomes,
a minute. You, because of what? Personal interpretation difficult? To define it, like, for me, I'm not so sure that kissing would be grounds for charges of an affair because people kiss each other all the time. If you haven't seen someone that you knew in high school for a long, long time, kissy, kissy, huggy, huggy, pat the face, so glad to see you. I mean, I'm not going to bed with them that night or anything like that. So I wouldn't regard that. So is it law or personal interpretation?
I think it's personal interpretation, but for an example, if you just give somebody a quick kiss, hello, but what if you kiss them for a minute? What if it's a deeper kiss? Those type of things, again, you write the word kiss in a legal document, you have to define that. You know, and I've had clients that have said, you know what, kissing doesn't really count. I said, okay, well, what if they're kissing for a half hour? Is that going to be considered cheating to you? And they say, well, if it's a half hour, that's not good. And I said, all right, what if it's 20 minutes? That's still not good. What if, and you keep playing down that road. Then you say, well, if it's less than a minute, okay, so you're going to break out a stopwatch ultimately, you know, what's considered to be quote-unquote cheating, and especially when there's money involved, if you're going to try to put in any kind of, you know, payment or penalty for cheating, which is often what's said, it's a hard thing to draft because there is a personal interpretation to it. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you kiss. You know, and you can start kind of playing this game forever. And I think, you know, I think there are public policy issues with it anyway. And I tell clients, I've had one or two that have insisted that there being something in there. And I've said, look, I don't think this will be held up. And their position is, well, that's okay, because if the other spouse thinks it will get held up, maybe they won't do it. I say, all right.
Okay.
If that's what you feel you need, then I guess that's what we'll do.
You have a fascinating job. I thought talk show hosts who listen to people call in. And listening to voices of people, but you get into much, much more than that. And it's constantly changing because we are constantly changing. What the rule of thumb for behavior and dissolving a marriage, there's always been the problem. But for the most part, there were clear-cut avenues. There are no clear-cut avenues, are there? And does the law follow the behavior, or does the law predict in case of the behavior?
You know, it's a tough question. I mean, people are constantly changing and situations are constantly changing. And as you watch relationships change and what becomes kind of what you were saying earlier, what's becoming the societal norm, what's accepted now, you know, it's a societal thing. And I think that it's very interesting. And I personally love what I do. I truly, truly enjoy going to work every day. And I do believe that I help people get to a better place in their lives and open them up to healthier relationships. But I think what it comes down to is the law can only move so far. And so a lot of this comes down to, you know, in divorce, you know, breaking up these marriages and allowing people to, as I said, to be in healthier places, but doing it in a way that allows them to continue to co-parent together, to continue to respect each other and kind of move through this process into, again, hopefully something that's just going to work better for them.
Let's go to the phones. 1-888-669-2281. The phones are open if you want to get involved in the conversation. So where do we go from here? What has to be done now? I would think that people are in absolute fearful limbo because they can't say anything, or should they? I mean, if I called you up on the phone and said, listen, hey, Jackie, sister, please, do I say to my my husband or my boyfriend, do I say to him, honey, I have something to tell you. Do I tell my wife? I was on that site they're talking about. Or do I wait, play a wait and see, like the company must be doing? What do I do?
It's a very interesting conundrum for people, and I agree. I think that there are so many people that are suffering in silence right now because, as you said, who are they going to tell? At this point, depending on, you know, where you are in your relationship, my guess is that most people are not going to start revealing anything, because at this point, you know, the hackers, you know, the site is claiming that they have it under control. They're claiming that nothing's going to happen. And it's hard to know. my guess is that people are going to sit silent, most of them, and wait and just hope that nothing comes out. They cross their fingers and hope the hackers are bluffing.
Are there precedents for this? By that I mean, do police say, okay, here's what we would advise you to advise your clients to do? And I would be almost afraid to contact the clients. But the company would be obligated to contact their members, right?
Well, I think I don't know if they'd be obligated to contact their members at this point, because they're claiming, as I said, that, you know, nothing's been released. Even though, actually, I had read during the break that they were saying that now two people's information has been released, somebody that was in Ontario and someone in Massachusetts. So the hackers have something. I don't know why they chose these two people versus the other 33 million people that claim they have the information on.
Well, maybe they just want to prove that they have the information.
Right. So that's a definite possibility.
Well, what do they want? That's what I want to know. Usually there are reasons for people hacking in, as we watch the case of the government hacker who now is living outside of the United States. There was a reason. I saw something, I saw that it wasn't right, and I decided to release the information. And I decided to give the information to the enemy of my country. I mean, we don't have to agree with the reason. That was the reason. These are the reasons. So what have the hackers said? Anything? What do you think they want? We'll take a quick break. Hold on. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, the answer to that question.
Stay informed and stay in the know. Learn and interact with compelling conversation. Grow your mind and transform your thinking. This is the Bev Smith Show on the Empowerment Radio Network. Get empowered. Inspiring, motivating, empowering. This is the Bev Smith Show. Get empowered.
Phone lines are open. My question to you out there as we go into the break, and that question is, would you join an Ashley Madison site? And if so, why? If you're already in a relationship, why? I want you to call me and tell me the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth. Would you join a site, an Ashley Madison site, that said, how would you like to have an affair? An affair, whether it be via third parties or via an inevitable divorce. An inevitable divorce. Would you join a site like this? Would you and your husband, your boyfriend, your mate, your husband, would you join together as a couple? I'm like swinging to me, but what do I know?
Gotta keep your balance or you're falling to the gap. It's a challenge for the man, it's cause it causes with the strap. You damn it, say the doctor cannot patch. You don't want a bridge and let the back of a match. Back to your full and your MacBook. Whoa, show, shut it down, full. We gon' go backwards, back up. When we high low, we gon' go.
It's the queen of information. This is the Bev Smith Show.
Come on.
So, Jackie, I was thinking, are you ready to answer the question during the break? I mean, what's next with this? Where do we go with this? And I'm anxious to see if anyone in my audience, and they usually get involved, if they are brave enough to call up and say, yeah, I would do it, or no, I wouldn't do it. I asked that question during the break, and Brooke said, I would join, and I said, you would join? And then he said, if I was single, I'm making it clear. Wait a minute. I'm making it clear. You see how defensive Jackie Brooke got? And he broke in before I could say, and talking about as a single man. And I said, no, this is not a question for if you are single. But if you're single, you can think about it and make it a hypothetical question. And that is, would you join a site like this if you were already in a relationship? And I think that's an interesting question.
And I said no.
Okay.
okay. Let's make that clear.
After you found out which part you were answering. All right, so that's the big question to me. What happens as you join us in conversation, Jackie? What happens to those two folks you just told us about? You said during the break you read that two people, their names have already been exposed to the public. I would hate to be them. I would hate to be them. Because can you imagine if that becomes public? CNN is already there. Don Lemon will be sitting outside your...
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not sure, you know, again, why these two versus anyone else was for the people that got released. But yeah, I know, I imagine that they are absolutely devastated, and you know, how this will affect their actual worlds, it's unknown at the time because their names are not being revealed in the articles that I'm seeing. But yeah, I mean, if they are married, if they have children, if they, you know, have jobs that the reputation calls into question, it's going to be devastating for them. And, you know, it's definitely sending a message to everybody else saying, look, if they can, if this came out on them, there's no reason to think it's not going to come out for you.
Would you recommend... What would you recommend to your client if you represented the woman in the United States? Because I can't even imagine what you do if your name comes out. We don't know who she is. And I wish there was, it could stay that way, but it won't.
Right. You know, it's so tough. It's such a tough thing to know because you'd have to see what all the circumstances are. You know, one of the things I guess that would come up is, you know, whether this means it's the end of their marriage, which obviously is going to be opening a whole Pandora's box for many things. But, you know, I would definitely have conversations with their, depending on the age of their children, and kind of explain that, you know, there's going to be rumors about, I would prepare my family as best as I could and, you know, just kind of try to rebuild whatever it is that gets destroyed by this.
Marriage counseling, the minister... Boy, what if ministers are on this list? Politician, it's 39 million people. You could guess all night long and still leave out a couple. It's just mind-boggling where we are. Where do you think this is going to go?
You know, I don't know. I think it's hard to tell whether, in fact, they will actually release all of this. I just feel like it would be such an incredibly huge... It has a huge impact on so many people, as you had said, and for some reason I kind of want to believe that at the end of the day they're going to figure out a way not to have this happen, just because it would just be so incredibly destructive. But, you know, as I said, there were two people that did come out, and, you know, it seems that the people that were doing the hacking, you know, they were doing it from what it seems is more out of principle, so they said, is that they were very offended by the fact that there was this delete, you know, function that they said they removed everything. So they wanted, obviously, the site taken down, and, obviously, you know, should the site be taken down, I'd be fine with that, much more so than the idea of all this information being released.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, the cow kicking over the milk. It's too late, even if you shut it. The milk is already lost, and you don't know, but I'm curious. And I will be the first to admit that I am not totally internet savvy, computer savvy. I'm learning every single solitary day, and I'm happy to announce that I sent out emails lately, and they did not go to China. They went to the person it was directed to go to, and so did my text. I'm very excited about that. Open up the champagne. But I'm curious. If the hacker can hack into the system and get information, is it possible, someone out there that's good at it, at computers, call me and tell me, is it possible for the authorities to get information from the person that released it? I mean, how did they release? They had to release it by internet some kind of way. So is it possible for them to trace? Because isn't that like a footprint or thumbprint unique, leading right back to you? Couldn't they use exactly what the hacker did to catch the hacker?
Probably. I would imagine that should they really release this, it would be surprising to me should they not, that they wouldn't be able to catch the hacker.
So well, they're already releasing it. Two names on the list.
Right, Right, that's true. But my guess is that should there be releasing of information, I can't imagine that the hackers would not be caught at some point as well. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be very, very, very angry, and a lot of people who know a lot more people who are going to make efforts to make sure that, you know, the fact is what they are doing is illegal, and I like to think that they would be caught.
Now, is this a, because there's so many cities and states involved in this, legally, under which jurisdiction would this fall, or does it fall in all of them?
Right, I think it would probably help them. I think that, you know, again, it's going to depend on how this is going to be handled. You know, I am not aware of any situation that has really come to light in the same way to see how this is all, I mean, it's just going to be so incredibly massive. If there are as many members that they say, and they're saying they're in 46 different countries, and, you know, it's kind of, it's very overwhelming to really think about all the ramifications that would come from something like this.
That's what I'm saying. I just think it is unbelievable that what is going on. I really do. I just think it's kind of unbelievable what is happening in our society today, particularly with the capability of instantly getting information. You can find out. We had a scientist come on before you, Jackie, and before we could even get into the real reason for the interview and talking about what he believes about the environment getting colder and covering more territory and being more bitterly cold and more snow than last year, people were calling up and saying, did you donate money to the Republican Party? Because the information is there. It's just there. Mm-hmm. And so if there's a lesson to be learned in this, it's that you have to be careful what you do. It comes back to haunt you. Ask Kim Kardashian. It comes back to haunt you what you do. There are ramifications for having sex with a man in the swimming pool and putting it on tape. Someone's going to distribute that tape. The more famous you become or infamous you become, the more your life becomes exposed. It's almost as if you are giving someone a stick to hit you over the head with. You know what I mean, Jackie?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that, and that's advice I give to clients very often, is that, you know, there's an aftermath for everything, and every action has a reaction, and you just have to watch that in all scopes. But yes, I think anything going on the internet, it's just, I think it's just a terrible thing to do during divorce, and it's something you just have to be really, really cautious about if you're in other situations.
I would think that too. Well, is this the weirdest thing that you have handled?
Well, so far we haven't handled anything.
Oh, well,
so
that's
interesting
true
to say.
That's true. So the jury's still out on this one. The jury's
exactly
still out on this. But my prayer is that the list is, well, it's already being exposed. And I would think that they would want to expose more. Or do we just know so far about Canada and the United States, and is there more to come?
Well, that is a very good question, and I guess we'll all have to stay tuned to see what happens.
Yeah, we will. Thanks, Jackie, for joining us. Good conversation. We learned a lot from you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.